Chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, who should be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them 3 administrators, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might give account to them, and that the king might not suffer loss. Then this Daniel was distinguished above the administrators and the satraps, because an extraordinary spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the administrators and the satraps sought to find a charge against Daniel regarding the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault, because he was faithful. Neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, "We will not find any charge against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Then these administrators and satraps assembled together to the king, and said this to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the administrators of the kingdom, the deputies and the satraps, the counselors and the governors, have consulted together to establish a royal statute, and to make a strong decree, that whoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, except of you, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree, and sign the writing, that it not be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be changed." Therefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Now his windows were open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, and he kneeled on his knees 3 times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he did before. Then these men assembled together, and found Daniel making petition and petition before his God. Then they came near, and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. "Haven't you signed a decree, that every man who shall make petition to any god or man within 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be changed." Then they answered and said before the king, "That Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, doesn't regard you, O king, nor the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day." Then the king, when he heard these words, was very displeased, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored until the going down of the sun to rescue him. Then these men assembled together to the king, and said to the king, "No, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians, that no decree nor statute which the king establishes may be changed." Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, "Your God whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." A stone was brought, and placed on the opening of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace, and passed the night fasting, neither were instruments of music brought before him. And his sleep fled from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and went in haste to the den of lions. When he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a lamentable voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God, whom you serve continually, able to deliver you from the lions?" Then said Daniel to the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel, and has shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me, because before him innocence was found in me, and also before you, O king, have I done no wrong." Then was the king exceedingly glad, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. The king commanded, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions overpowered them, and broke all their bones in pieces, before they came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages, who dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree, that in all the dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and steadfast forever. His kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius, and in the reign of Kurush the Persian.